Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. I can't believe it. We have Dr. Sergey Shealy-Sorin here after yesterday afternoon and evening's events. I can't believe you've made it.
Well, thank you, Vincent. I didn't think I was going to make it either. But, yeah, we're here. And actually, that is sitting on the other side of the room talking to some of our favorite people, Lou and Tom. And they're tinkering with a few devices there. It's a wonderful, wonderful discussion. But, yeah, you got me all to yourself.
Well, I've got to tell you, as I said last night, and we're talking about Dr. Shealy's 90th birthday party at Dr. Sergey's and Dr. Norm's home. And this birthday party, correct me if I'm wrong, I would say that was in your living room. I'm sorry, not your living room, your kitchen / dining area. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
And somewhere between 50 and 70 people were there?
Maybe 40 to 50, I think. Yeah.
Okay. And and a mariachi band.
And a mariachi band, yeah.
And there was dancing, and it was a hoot. I was thinking about the one word, if there were one word to describe Dr. Shealy's 90th birthday party that you and your wife and your family had planned and made happen, that word would probably be, one of the words would be vibrant, absolutely vibrant. And you know what it reminded me of was the joy, the absolute joy of living. That's what I saw last night. The congeniality, the cordiality, the politeness of everybody. I mean, it was beyond extraordinary. It was the way things used to be. And I'm talking maybe in the 1960s, and I really haven't seen it since. So as I mentioned to you last night, that the last time I was at an event like that, well, I've never been to an event like that.
Thank you. I appreciate you more than words can say.
You know, Dr. Shealy loves fireworks. I mean, it's one of his favorite things. And there was even fireworks inside your house and in the well, your kitchen / ballroom / dining room. It was there was a fireworks that blew out these confetti, if you will.
Oh, and that was one. And then we followed up with fireworks. Unfortunately, we had to leave a little earlier, but then we had a few outdoors events. We lit up in the sky for a few minutes there.
Yeah, and you know, Dr. Shealy looked great, absolutely great.
Oh yeah.
So I wanted to say thank you for inviting me in class. So if you're wondering how Dr. Shealy's doing, he looked just fabulous. And you know, Dr. Sergey, there were five USA Prepares instructors there. You know, Dr. Shealy,
yes, sir.
Dr. Amber Abernathy, who was the chair of in conscientious psychology at Missouri State University. And she's going to be on the air with us again.
Wonderful.
She's an associate professor, Lou Cassidy. And I, So that's five of us. That was absolutely, it was delightful, beyond delightful. And I think it's important to have some things to look forward to. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, in terms of living longer, in terms of being healthier, outlook, how important do you view positive outlook?
Essential. It's almost like the analogy, if you're driving a vehicle and if you steer off, or if you look to your side, at a curb, eventually the car is going to head there as well. You follow the vision, you follow the guide, you follow the direction. Mm. And this is what we do. We have to set the intention of the optimal best self and be open to things that are better than we know, because we grow up in these boxes that teach us this is who we are, this is the best we can attain to, fact of the matter is, Dr. Shilley is teaching us all, myself especially right now, it's a miracle. Life goes on. We can do great things. We go through great things, good, bad, and ugly, and we come out of it, and it's just incredible. The light, the love, the truth. I mean, the beauty of life. What can I say? Just this birthday was the epitome of it all for me. It's like, as you said, energy was radiating. Thank you for being here.
It really was. And I have a feeling that there was a vast amount of input and planning that your wife had to do with this, because this seemed to have her flavor to it. Is that right?
Oh, my God. This is 100% Lindy. Yes. I don't say slightly. My head is often in the clouds, so to speak, or the theoretical things that I'd like to bring to that down to the earth. But the idea of being alive, being here on earth, is that you have to be grounded. And that's Lindy. She's my roots, literally. That's all I can say. In everything.
And your entire family was just wonderful, vibrant, polite, courteous, kind, enthusiastic, and you could see the joy of life in every single one, with the way that they would touch Dr. Shilley on the shoulder, to you as well. I mean, all your entire family showed him kindness, caring, love. We all need to do that. We all need to take a book out of the Shilley Soren book. That's what we need to do. We need to be kind to our elders. We need to be kind to our children. We need to be kind to our family, extended family, friends. That's what we need to do. And it's something that has been lost to a vast extent, but not at your house. It has not been lost at your house.
That's the key to life. The strongest, what is the strongest force in the universe? You can talk about physics, you can talk about quantum, you can talk about all sorts of fun things. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
Love. And, it could be as simple as when you love something, you love your collection of baseball cards. I mean, hey, that's powerful. I mean, that adds value to it. Same way, love gives value, gives meaning, gives everything to being here. If we're going to be here, we are here, let's be here. And that's part of that is, huge part of that is being in love with love and being love. That's that.
I was thinking about a story Dr. Shilley told a few times on the air over the going on 12 years that he's been senior instructor at USA Prepares. And one of them was that his obituary was falsely published in 1960 in the Boston Globe. And I have a copy of that. He sent me an email with an image of it. And what I was kind of chuckling last night that, of the guest list to his birthday party, not one of the people who falsely proclaimed his demise was there, because he outlived them all.
Oh, God. it's interesting how the spirit works. They say the good, good always die first, but or finish last, or whichever way. But that's not the reality of it. So, if you have a room full of shadow, and this is what I do in my practice, in therapy, but everything. This is what Dr. Shil has been in his entire life. He's been a light bulb, literally. And he's been shining the light for humanity. And this is what we're continuing to do here. And it doesn't take an MD degree to do that. My nephew is who's making breakfast as we speak. I mean, he's shining a light. I mean, there's love there, It's everything that we do. You open the door for a stranger. That's light. That's love. That's healing. My hair cutter, just a kind word, just reminding, hey, drink a little more water, it means big things. Anyway, it's just wanted to remind folks that you can do a lot in this world, and it doesn't take a doctorate degree by any means.
And that's what I saw last night was just the outpouring of love and joy and the vibrant atmosphere. I can't get over it. And I was thinking that when we had our Get Prepared Expos, we had seven of them, and I would tell the exhibitors when they were talking to me on the phone for the first time, and they were considering, being at the expo and speaking at the microphone, teaching a class or a seminar, I made the statement that, well, I can guarantee you this, that your experience with the people whom you meet at the Get Prepared Expo, the whole experience of the entire weekend with the instructors, the faculty, dining with them, shaking their hands, speaking with them, being in seminars with them, will be one of your life's 10 most memorable events. That's what I said. And as I was driving home last night, just me in the truck, I realized that birthday party for me was one of those 10 most memorable events. It was that extraordinary. I really mean that. And when I say most memorable events, I'm talking about things like getting one's driver's license, at the age of, let's say, 17 years old. That was a big deal, right? Getting married, that's a big deal. Those kinds of events, that birthday party for me was one of those 10. That's what an impact it made. And it was because of all the positivity, all the, as you said, love. So I just wanted to share that with you. That's instantly. Is that extraordinary?
So much to me, so much to hear that. And I know who you are. I mean, I know your incredible intellect. I mean, I'm not saying these things for any other purpose, but just to say, hey, listen, coming from you, it really means the world. So I do appreciate that. Thank you.
So I had a question for you, and this is something I haven't heard discussed, but I know that you would be the one to talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Weather, the weather, the ambient temperature, the fog, the overcast, the bright sun, whatever the weather is, the cold, the extreme heat, how does that affect medicine? How does that affect the bodies? Let's say a person is insulin dependent. Does the temperature affect their ability to metabolize? Do they eat more? Do they become overdosed? Can we talk about maybe your firsthand experiences with climate, outlook? And,
if you're concerned medicine. About the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shealy Sorens with us. And, he is Dr. Norm Shealy's son. And we had been talking about the birthday party, the 90th birthday party that that we attended last night, a truly extraordinary event. And now we're on to some medicine. And I was wondering about the weather, the climate, and the effect that it may or may not have on medicine. So if one is taking, let's say, insulin, for example, does the extreme heat of this summer's drought in the Midwest, did that have an impact on those who are insulin dependent? That was one of my questions.
Okay, well, let's talk about this in a very interesting fashion. Because this is a very good point about holism. It's holism, spirit, soul, mind, body. Physical, such as weather. Let me give you an example of such a practice. For example, in where I come from, former Soviet Russia, when it was one whole big thing, there was, and I believe there still is, a tradition of jumping into a cool snow. Just kind of literally rolling in the snow, then jumping into a hot tub, and then back into the snow, hot tub, and then you do that about 3 or 4 times. And to most people, this would be an extreme, huge stressor. In other words, I would not recommend that routine to somebody who's got a weak autonomic nervous system. In other words, that's characterized by a significant presence of anxiety, depression, stress, but also physical factors, diabetes, as you mentioned, which is where the autonomic nervous system controls the sugar production, and there's also related items that usually go together, such as blood pressure and cholesterol production, and lots of other things. It relates to the body, body chemistry. It relates to the endocrine system. It relates to the stress response, stress cascade, cortisol, and otherwise. And so that literally brings me back around to the whole concept of why people do that. In other words, the hot and cold, and I do that to a degree. I don't have snow out here as we did back in the, where I was born, but at this time, I should say, I shouldn't ask for snow ahead of time, I should say, but I do have an option of the ice of cold and hot shower, so I do that to some degree, it literally just reminds me, it's like, hey, in the morning especially, it's a bit of a shock to the system, but it's also stands the whole vagal, sympathetic, parasympathetic, wakes you up, wakes up the body, wakes up the muscles, and it's really good for you. Ultimately, it's all about the stress and how the body handles stress. Whether hot weather or cold weather, it's a stressor. It's an external stress, which then the way we handle stress is how we respond. Some people can handle stress. Some people have a worsening sugar, in other words, reactive system, perhaps even a cardiac event under even a small amount of stress. So that's why it's so important to not so much focus on the pills as in conventional approaches, but more so to focus on building the reserve of health, mental, emotional, in other words, biofeedback, orogenic training, biogenics, which is kind of retraining of the nervous system, resetting of the patterns of the mind, limbic system. And then, of course, the health supplements and lifestyle as an essential. Every thought is a prayer. A lot to this. We could say a lot more on this. A human being is such a complicated, wonderful, wacky creature that, there's not enough time to learn enough about that,
Mm-hmm. When you're talking about stress, it seems that some people can handle an enormous amount of stress and almost take it in stride. Others will melt down when their cell phone battery is approaching, 10%. Do you have more time for us today, or do you have to run?
Let's see. Unfortunately, I could. I'll stay in line for a little bit. Yeah, that's cool.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Very good. We'll be right back with Dr. Sergey Sheely Sommer.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Twitter is coming under fire after their efforts to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story during a presidential election with the assistance of the federal government was exposed Friday night. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican from Tennessee, on Fox News.
The Hunter Biden story. And now, of course, it's amazing. You've got big tech and social media and big TV. And what are they trying to do? They're trying to bury the story about the cover-up.
After the United States Supreme Court blocked the OSHA mandate for employees of large companies in the United States to have the COVID-19 vaccine or get regular COVID-19 tests, the push now by Republican lawmakers is to end the mandate for military personnel, or they will not support the National Defense Authorization Act, which is set to be released today. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Sergey Shelley-Sorens with us. And if you'd like to call the clinic to make an appointment, that could be either on the telephone appointment, where you talk on the phone. It could be a video appointment with Skype or Zoom, or it could be in person. 417-351-5221. 417-351-5221. And that's the number. And if you'd like to go to the website, normshealy.com will get you there. N-O-R-M-S-H-E-A-L-Y. .com will get you there, and that's where I buy my vitamins, minerals, and supplements. So, I just wanted to share that with you. And Dr. Sergey, what about stress? Do we know why some people melt down at what might be considered trivial items and other people can handle major stressors somewhat in their stride?
And that's interesting, actually, because a lot of this goes back to early childhood, as a matter of fact. And it's not as simple as it's not even as simple as some one person is tough and the other one is not. I also see all sorts of things. I see very tough people in terms of, physical pain, and then just, you know, something hits them, like a word or something that triggers, and boom, they, you know, break down. And, you know, I have certain triggers myself that, you know, my wife knows very intimately well, of course, and, you know, we're doing our best to be as kind and as good to each other as we can, because, well, it's, love means you do all the right things. But sometimes, you know, we do end up triggering and activating each other as well, and or some other times. But, you know, the resiliency lies in not in the external stuff. It's not what hits us that is the question, as much as it is what it is that how do we respond to that. Between a stimulus and response, there is a freedom of choice, one of my favorite statements by Viktor Frankl, and survivor of Holocaust, author of Logotherapy, Man's Meaning, A Search for Meaning. And so here's the thing. This is one of those factors that we can actually literally choose to improve, or choose to say, hey, I want to have control over my life, and boom, within a second, a person can do that. Now it's going to have to be followed through with practice and tools, and this is what we do. That's what we teach people. But the bottom line is everyone's got that within them. So as tough or as weak as the person is literally a question of an internal processing, perception. Who do I think I am? Well, there's just a little bit more to it than that. But I do want to say that, it's just a lot more to the world than what we think we know, because the real world comes from within. Once people realize that, once we stop looking for answers from the external and start going within, which is another of the principles that we work with, the spirit, soul, mind, body, you don't have to have all those illnesses. You don't have to have all those labels. The stress becomes a teacher. The stress becomes, instead of being a burden, what is that? It becomes, now I'm seeing that aspect. Wow, let me see how I can handle it. It's a challenge. It's an obstacle. And then you get over it, and you're stronger. You're better. Well, that's how we approach that.
When the astronauts were being selected in the early days of space flight, they looked toward people who were the only child of their family. They seemed to think that they would make better astronauts. And I'm wondering, is that because there was no real support system, you know, with a sibling? You know, maybe there's mom and dad, but the lack of a support system, they had to figure it out on their own. And did that make them tougher? Is there something biological that might have caused the NASA, for example, to lean on only children for the astronaut position?
That is fascinating.
You have any thoughts about that?
Fascinating, 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 because I am the only child, technically. So, that makes me think, anytime I get to learn about myself, it's wonderful. I do believe when you're an only child, you learn a certain amount of independence, you learn to be by yourself, with yourself, but you also learn to be within company, too. You also learn to express yourself, speak up. It depends. I mean, sometimes there's a range of being the only child, there's the good and the bad. And the ugly, of course, but to me, it's a good setup for exploration. What do you think?
Well, I too am an only child. And so, you know, during those formative years, I didn't have a big brother to fight my battles for me. I had to do it myself.
Yep.
And it seemed to work out okay for me. You know, as I'm older, it sure'd be nice to have, you know, events with, you know, siblings, but I don't have them. So I think there's a lot to what you said that you have to figure it out for yourself. And I have a feeling that the terrors of spaceflight, that I don't care what anybody says, it's got to be absolutely terrifying to sit on a controlled explosion called a rocket, you know, going where not too many people have gone before, if anybody. It's got to be, and not knowing if you're going to come back, it's got to be terrifying. And I have a feeling that only children might be a little more prepared for that, because we didn't have that sibling support system to rely on. You know, when the bully approached us, we either had to run or slug it out. And that's what we did.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not a good point. This is the responsibility is a wonderful word. Responsibility, ability to respond, as you said. And this is where most people fail to, fail to succeed. In other words, a lot of people have great thoughts and great ideas, including their health and wellness, but all around, you have to truly follow through. You have to live the life of principle that you preach. And, Vincent, you're one prime example of such an individual. And I don't say that lightly. Everything you talk about, you live. And that is a part of the success. Another part of success to me is not to worry about the outcomes. You set the intention, you give it everything you got, and then you let go. Then you see where it lands. It goes back to ancient traditions, ancient wisdoms, but it's also personal experience as well. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with you. I had a question about the former Soviet Union. Many years ago, back in the 90s, there were two guys that came from the Soviet Union, and they were being interviewed on a local radio station, AM 1340, near the little village where I lived in Virginia. And I was fascinated with these two young guys. They were coming to the United States to explore entrepreneurial opportunities. And so I called the radio station, asked if I could speak with them, and I asked them if Mrs. Finelli and I could take them to dinner. So we picked them up at the radio station, and we took them to dinner. And we're sitting across from them, Mrs. Finelli and I. And I asked them, I said, you know, when I was in elementary school, I was taught that Soviet Union was a terrible place. There was vast poverty. There was vast deprivation. There were food shortages. People were starving. The medical system was terrible. And they laughed. And they said, you know what? We heard the same thing about the United States. And they said it wasn't. And so the propaganda machines were spinning on both sides. And they said it's not true. It's not true. Yes, there's poverty, and in both places, United States and in the former Soviet Union. But there were opportunities, and people weren't starving. And they were told that, you know, if you got something as simple as a cut, you know, a wound, a small wound, you'd probably die because the medical system was so bad in the United States. And that wasn't true. But that's what we were told about the Soviet Union. Do you have any light that you'd like to shed on that little story based on your experience?
Yes. I literally came off the boat, so to speak. I was 12 years old. The year was 1988. The conditioning was I was a tag along with my family. I mean, I knew we were running from hell at the time, well, political and otherwise. The conditioning was so strong that I was looking for for people who were more devil, you know, devil's appearance, you know, with tail and the horns. Literally, that's what I was looking for. And when I didn't see the horns and the tail, I was like, they look like regular people to me. Anyway, allegorically or otherwise, I mean, that was conditioning that had to be broken down. I was like, my God, there's a lot more similarity than difference. all of this, you know, Vincent, this is the thing about the media, and I've realized that just more so in the last 3 years. Lies, and blatant lies. And it's not just a new occurrence. It's actually a blessing that this happened because it literally opened the eyes to the reality of the world as it is, not as I wish it to be, not as this system is painting it, but as the real matrix of the world it is. And that's why it is so important to shine the light, to shine the love, to do, you know, we started the conversation on Dr. Shili's 90th birthday and how important it is to have this feeling and the radiation of love and, you know, how wonderful it is, how healing, and how much it's missing in our world. But it's not. Each and every one of us can do that. We can shine our light, and the shadow doesn't stand a chance. Love is the strongest force in the universe. And so no matter how bad things were in the former Soviet, I think I could go into so many stories, but some of hilarious, you know. Some of it were just, you know, you could cry, but, you know, I mean, literally, it's just a different world. But more of us, in short, kind of like a semi-Spartan growing up as a kid, you know. But parents, no, that was a different experience. Anyhow, it's still the same thing, love. My family has always been about love, and when you come home, no matter what's out there, you know that there is the heart space. And that's exactly how I grew up, and that's what I'm sharing with the world as well. That, to me, is the highest you can do.
I made a new friend last night at the birthday party, and his name is Matt. And Matt and I were seated across from each other at the table, and so I shook hands with Matt, and so we had a chance to sit down and talk. And it was a wonderful, wonderful chat. And I mentioned to him that in radio, a person has to hear it about 9 times before it really starts to sink in. And my question for you is that your father, Dr. Norm Shealy, has he said things to you that maybe it took a couple times to sink in, and then it's like, he's absolutely right? Because that's my experience with Dr. Shealy. Heard it a few times.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So the point I'm working on here is that in radio it takes about 9 times. That's my estimation. I haven't read it anywhere, but it takes about 9 times to hear it. Because you're not in person hearing it to have it sink in. And I was just wondering that over the years I spoke many, many broadcasts, you know, going on 12 years with Dr. Shealy, a couple hours a week, and he would say things that were, and they were fantastic things. Some things that a person might not find believable the first time it's heard, and maybe the second, third, but by the 9th time, it's like, wait a minute, this is true. And I was just wondering, your experience with your dad, I'm not thinking it, you know, because it's with you, it's in the first person, he's there, it doesn't take that long, but has he said things to you that, wow, you know, I got to think about this, and you find out that a little bit later on, it's absolutely, positively true, and your dad is beyond brilliant?
All of his sayings, I would say, yeah, so far. And initially, you know, I'll give you an example. There's one that comes to mind, which is a simple word, detach. Let go, detach. To me, I never quite understood the meaning of what he meant by that. But the last year and a half or year or so, when we've gone through, well, a lot of difficult things and back, sort of, my God, his capacity, his wisdom, his spirit, just how he went through this whole thing with a grace, with a smile, through some of the most difficult things, basically being near death and still being of service. You don't learn these things from a doctor. You learn this from a dad, and this is something that I told him that in the 7 years that I've been with him as a student, with him as a mentor, I learned a world of information. I learned how to see things in different light. I learned the holistic approach. approach. I learned to see the spirit, the soul as the primary, and then, of course, following through the control center, the limbic system, how we think, every thought is a prayer, physical lifestyle, how the patterns of our lives turn into reality, physical reality, illness, disease, or no, not disease. But truly, some of the most influential deep lessons that I've ever learned was in the past year, watching that go through all this trouble with such grace, such strength, and just rebounding and coming back from things that are not humanly supposedly possible. But he's done it. And so it's an inspiration. It's a blessing. Truly.
I think what you're talking about is when he was in extreme peril. And we would say, or I would say to Dr. Shealy, so how you doing, Dr. Shealy? He'd say, great, excellent. And that was in his mind, but his body was not quite there yet. And that, I think, is the grace that you're talking about. I think the facing, the absolute torture that he was enduring, that is the grace that you're talking about. And he never let on that he was in extreme difficulty. Is that right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And even through this whole thing, he was still more concerned about helping others than anything for his own benefit or self. He was feeling better, he would go see patients, or he would do research, or he would do something, or answer emails, get on the radio, or do as best he could. Whenever he's had an ounce of energy, he has always been giving it to the world, and he just keeps on doing it. Except now we're focusing on enjoying and being, and retirement, semi-retirement is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And you know, I could see that with Dr. Shealy, and I could see that how frustrated he was. And class, you don't know this, so I'll tell you for the first time that in the last couple of months he has tried to connect to GCN from his house. And I would get these emails when I was on the air that he was unable to connect. He was dialing, but for some reason the connection didn't go through. And so even though he was having a tough time of it, he wanted to be on the air in the worst way. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Is that correct?
Absolutely, 100%. Even when he was basically grunting with discomfort and pain, he would be, he would want to say a kind word into the universe. I mean, that was his way of living at the time, and that is continues to be the way. I mean, that's powerful.
Extremely powerful. So we can all take a lesson from this, from Dr. Shealy's power of positive thinking and positive mental outlook and being kind. Dr. Sergei Shealy, thank you so much for being with us today. I know that you're on the way to the clinic, I guess, right?
Yes, sir.
And if you want that number, class, to set up an appointment, 417-351-5221, 417-351-5221. We'll see you next week.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.